Sketch a lot, like every time, because what sketching does for you as a product designer is it improves your clarity of thought.
Welcome to the 7-Minute Product Master Series podcast. I'm Luis Kangethe, and today I am joined by Farouk, product designer at Daco. Welcome, Farouk.
Thank you, Luis.
To start the show, give us a brief definition of product design.
This is a hard one. There's only one way to define it. So product design combines, you know, elements of design, computer science, psychology, business strategy, and so on, to create products and experiences that meet the needs of the people using them.
Thanks for sharing that. And I'm curious to know, what's the biggest product design mistake you've ever made, and what did you learn?
I'd say the biggest mistake is not interpreting user research data and feedback properly. It is one thing to conduct very good research, you know, and it's another to generate accurate insights from those researches you know you've conducted. And one mistake that I made is, you know, going in with a lot of confirmation bias, you know, going into the research with a lot of confirmation bias. So even though, you know, I did all the right things, you know, by the book, deriving good insights from that, you know, was very difficult. And I ended up deriving insights that only confirmed my bias. But a book that helped eventually was called The Mom Test. I think that book is fantastic for anyone that wants to learn how to interview customers or users, you know, the right way, the proper way. Yeah.
Okay, cool. What's the one piece of common wisdom you disagree with and why?
Naming your layers. To be serious, the whole form versus function, you know, argument. So either form follows function or form over function. Aesthetic appeal is a very big part of the story, as much as, you know, the functionality. I think it's a product designer's job to find the balance given the scenario between both, because I think both are very important.
Yeah. So what's the best product design advice you've ever received and why?
Sketch a lot, like every time. Because what sketching does for you as a product designer is it improves your clarity of thought. There is literally no barrier between what you're thinking and then what you're putting on paper. So it makes you see that raw outline of how you're structuring your thoughts and how you're trying to solve that particular problem you're thinking through. So sketching is like writing, you know, but for designers, and I think it's a great way to communicate. So yeah, sketching.
So what's working best in your product design process right now?
I think it will be ensuring stakeholders understand the why, like ensuring stakeholders understand, you know. The reason why I'm saying this is I've been working with more startups than with, you know, already established companies, established processes. So a lot of startups do not really even know why they hire product designers. And what this will mean is they hire you as a designer and you end up being a pixel pusher. I'd say the first thing is to educate as many people as possible about, you know, the importance to the team and how whatever you do affects the process in general and why it is important. The moment you do this, it's like, the moment you can bring everyone, you know, to operate on your frequency, it's just great. Like a product-centric team is just like the best thing ever. So yeah, it makes your processes easier. It's been helping a lot over the years.
Yeah, so thanks for sharing that. And what's the one thing every product designer should learn?
Can I say two things?
Yes. Yeah, sure thing. Sure thing.
I think every product designer should learn how things are made to the detail. So I think a lot of product designers obsess over how things are used. I think they should obsess over the makers as well. So the engineers and themselves, right, as well. So how things are made. So understanding the engineering of things, it's very important. This will guide aspects of your decision making as a product designer. It will help you balance, you know, technical difficulty with cost and, you know, output. And it just takes you to the next level as a product designer when you understand how things are being engineered. And the second thing is product psychology. Product psychology explains why users do certain things that they do. And it gives you more information to generate better insights from your user research. When you see users behave in a certain way from user research, there is a science to it. There's a method to that madness, and you can explain it if you understand, you know, even the core basics of product psychology. And I can recommend Growth Design. They're fantastic for really understanding a couple of these things in theory and also in practice.
Yeah. As we come to a close, what's the one thing you learned about yourself recently that changed the way you work?
You know, for a long time, I've tried to maintain depth rather than acquire, you know, breadth in what I do. I've recently come to terms with the fact that I'm a generalist, so I like tinkering with everything. So accepting this has helped me begin to apply most of the things I know. So it is helping me find, you know, or create better processes at work. For instance, understanding how things work and understanding, you know, digging deeper into, you know, how to actually build software is giving me empathy for engineers, creating better relationship with, you know, my engineers, with my product managers, even with stakeholders. So being a generalist is actually helping me create better processes at work.
That is really interesting. So thank you, Farouk, for joining us today and sharing all those insights with our audience.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Well, that's the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next time.